Son of the Black Sword, written by Larry Correa and read by Tim Gerard Reynolds.
Chapter 1. The familiar dream was always the same. He was on his knees, wiping a stone floor clean. The rag soaked up the red puddle, a mixture of soapy water and blood. When he wrung the tattered cloth out over his washbucket, it ran in pink rivulets across his hands. A child's hands. A noise intruded on the dream, waking him. Footsteps. He moved one hand to his sword, and in the hazy moment between sleep and reality, it still seemed to be a child's hand, dripping with watered-down blood. But the dream faded, and reality returned. Now it was a man's hand, calloused by training and scarred by battle. That hand belonged to Protector of the Law, 20-year senior Ashok Vidal. And he did not clean blood. He spilled it. Listening carefully, Ashok decided that the noise had come from just outside his tent. A warrior had approached, then stopped there, probably to gather up his courage before waking their honored guest. Ashok relaxed and released Angruvadal's grip. Reaching for it first was an old habit. If the sword needed to be drawn, it would have told him. The blood-scrubbing dream had come to him many times before, but as usual, it held no wisdom, no revelations. It meant nothing. After all, it was only a dream. It was a fabrication of the mind, not a memory. It was not real. The stifling heat was real. The moist, clinging air was real. He'd been sleeping beneath hanging silks because the stinging flies that infested this region were all too real. The sweaty discomfort reminded him that he was in the wretched northern jungles of House Gujara, and that he'd been ordered there to kill a demon. The waking noises of the temporary camp and the unusual silence of the jungle suggested that the demon had shown itself. The messenger hadn't announced himself yet. Ashok was used to low-status members of the warrior caste behaving this way around him, either out of respect for his office or fear of his reputation. He'd been listening to their whispered rumors for 2 decades now, half of which weren't true and the other half exaggerated, but it was no wonder messengers were always so nervous around him. It was always best to cut through the awkward pause.
"Is it time?" Ashok asked through the canvas.
"The demon has been sighted, Protector."
"Where?" He rolled out from beneath the silks and found his clothing in the dark.
"It's raiding a village on the coast right now."
The warrior was trying to keep the fear out of his voice, and mostly succeeding.
"The messenger said it's already slaughtered dozens."
"So it's close, then?"
"Yes, Protector. The demon is very close."
"Good. It was too damned hot to have to chase it." Ashok sprinted along the darkened path toward the sounds of screaming. His appointed escorts, a palton of 50 warriors, were behind him, struggling and failing to keep up.
The soldiers were on foot because horses didn't survive for long in the humid, muddy, vine-choked, insect-infested northern peninsula of House Gujara, so their warrior caste had no cavalry tradition here.
However, when it came to fighting a demon, being on foot was not a disadvantage. Horses were terrified by demons, and no matter how well trained, could not be relied upon. Besides, for short distances such as this, Ashok could outrun a horse. He began to encounter fleeing villagers along the path. There were a few men, women, and children of the worker caste, but most of the refugees were casteless non-people.